Milwaukee's Urban Ecology Center, or UEC, has outposts along the Milwaukee and Menominee Rivers. Yesterday, the organization announced the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors has granted preliminary approval of a plan to build out its Washington Park Center.
The park's boathouse has been the UEC's base for 11 years. By expanding its physical footprint, the UEC hopes to connect more neighborhood schools, children, and families to nature, and to build efforts to steward the park's green space.
The UEC also hopes to encourage other communities to follow its environmental engagement lead. This week, nearly 24 people from as near as Madison and as far as Israel are visiting to learn what makes it tick.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz tagged along for part of the four-day intensive to see what the neighborhood-based program looks like from the outside.
Imagine this experience. It's 9 a.m. at the Riverside branch of the Urban Ecology Center. Summer campers are rolling in, and volunteers are about to head out to their weekly contribution to root, restoring our outdoors together. Today, they're rooting out invasive plants in the savanna within the arboretum UEC helped bring to life. What better way to immerse someone into a program that has grown from 1 to 3 neighborhood-based ecologically steeped educational centers on Milwaukee's east, central, and south sides? Ken Leinbach welcomes the slightly bewildered guests to their four-day experience.
I'm the executive director here, and we have folks here scattered from all over the world, actually, from Israel and from Colombia and from Mexico and from different cities in the United States who are learning about what we do here and how we do it. So share the directions, grab a chair and follow me, and we'll do the next activity.
Gabriela Vaca traveled from Guadalajara, Mexico to absorb the UEC story.
I'm working in the University of Guadalajara, working in a project of building a museum of environmental sciences.
Crews are constructing the museum right now.
It's a very nice project because it's about try to make people understand how the cities work and how they depend on the nature and the landscapes that surround our city.
UEC's education director, Beth Heller, guided Vaca and the other participants below the Urban Ecology Center toward the Milwaukee River and into Riverside Park. Trees tower above their heads.
I chose this spot because I wanted to be able to see both of you, but also be out in nature. We're also looking out over the Milwaukee River is right down over there. So we're just in a beautiful location in the park. So that's why I stopped here. And the next set of instructions are going to be very, very, very simple.
Heller instructs them to pull out paper and pencil.
And the exercise is actually very elegant in its simplicity. Very simple. Your assignment is to draw what you see.
It's part of the UEC staff training. Mm-hmm. Heller says they learn to communicate with one another and sort out differences when they come up. That lays the foundation for their jobs, connecting kids to nature, not a once-a-year field trip, but by having classes return over and over throughout the years. UEC focuses on schools within a 2-mile radius of the center. Instructors don't just guide kids into nature. They pick them up at school and return them in UEC vans. Scientist and entrepreneur Amit Lotan is taking copious notes. He's part of a group from Tiberias, an ancient city in Israel, next to the Sea of Galilee. Lotan says right now his group is at the discussion stage.
I own a biotech company, and I'm looking from outside a little bit on this whole workshop, but it's opened my eyes. It is clear to me that kids need nature, and if they were not growing up in a nature environment, they will not have the idea of how to keep it. But definitely I was not aware about, some kids don't have it, have no access to this.
All right, so welcome.
Kim Forbeck greets the group 5 miles west at the Washington Park branch.
We will be walking out through our ephemeral pond wetland area.
Forbeck, assisted by a small team and oodles of volunteers, works to turn landscapes at all 3 UEC branches choked with invasive plants to diverse native oases for insects and other wildlife.
There's a famous entomologist who talks about non-native species as sort of like putting out a big bowl of plastic fruit. So it's not very good as a food source or foraging for critters that are around. And then we're creating sort of that wonderful buffet is a way that you can talk about with kids.
Let's walk over into the prairie area and we'll show you one of the areas where we engage people on the land.
Forbeck says there's no better teaching tool for kids than to watch natural systems at work. Participant Jeff Gover says native plants and wetland restoration are new to his professional vocabulary. Gover came with a group from McAllen, Texas, where they're building a center of urban ecology. Gover works for the city and is managaging the building's construction.
Originally, I came here with construction in mind, but now I'm catching the more purpose of the building that we're doing, and I'm really glad to be a part of it and hoping to go back and influence some of my management that they need to kind of look at things a little bit more differently. A lot of it's been about numbers, and it also needs to include the purpose of what we're doing.
The international visitors had their own hands-on experience back at the Riverside Branch. As dusk fell, UEC Research and Community Science Coordinator Jennifer Callahan prepared to lead them on an expedition.
You are joining us tonight kind of for three different surveys all rolled into one. You're joining us for what is one of our longest running citizen science, community science projects here at the Urban Ecology Center, our acoustic bat monitoring project. You will also be joining us for one of our newest projects that we have started here at the center, which is firefly monitoring.
Before Callahan had a chance to set out with her survey crew, news arrives that a visiting team of bat experts from the DNR had netted a bat.
So let's come up this way.
Callahan guides them into the park where the bat team is identifying, measuring, and tagging what turns out to be several bats before setting them free into the night sky.
So we're going to take the length of their forearm. So this is another big brown bat. This is another male.
How can you tell that it's a male?
Right there.
That's Gabriela Vaca's voice you heard, the visitor from Guadalajara. Midway through the four-day experience, she reports being inspired.
Just the fact that it is possible to make something like this. I mean, they also have the challenges here, and they have accomplished to make it. And I think that's what I take back home. Like, I mean, we're facing challenges and like all the stress and the work, but it is possible and it's worth it. When you see like these people, like, it's impressive. And I think the contact with nature is important for everyone.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
So, yeah.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can hear more of her stories at WUWM.com.